State Rep. Steve Toth made a visit to the Texas-Mexico border and wrote about what he learned. Once an illegal alien is apprehended at the border, he or she is turned over to the Department of Homeland Security and then released to ICE to be transferred to a facility somewhere in the U.S. Once the illegal alien is screened and released from the facility, he's asked to report back in 15 days. Based on what I've heard so far, there's no credible way to screen someone from these countries for prior criminal activity or for vaccinations before they're released into our communities. Toth also noticed something that's very disturbing but entirely predictable. During my trip down the Rio Grande on a DPS gunboat, I witnessed a stark contrast in how differently people on the other side of the border perceived the U.S. Border Patrol versus the Texas DPS. My observation was the U.S. Border Patrol appears to have little to no deterrent effect for people entering illegally, while the DPS is a significant deterrent. Had Germany known Patton's ghost army was fake, D-Day would never have been so successful. Once it's known the tiger has no teeth or claws, there's not much fear of the tiger in the village, and such it is by design with the Border Patrol. They've become, from orders from Washington, catch-and-release fishermen. It must be an incredibly frustrating job. Toth summed up his trip with this. We're asking them, Border Patrol and others, to conduct a mission with less than the full resources and support they need and with their hands tied behind their backs. Frankly, they and the people of Texas deserve better. Right he is. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.